Bez Hashem, share number 11, Perek Gimel in Feres Yisrael. Ha'odom hu bekoyach le'olam. The topic we're discussing here tonight is that a person is bekoyach le'olam, which means that a person always has this power, this potential that he has to bring to fruition. And if I could just give a little summary, an overview, it's not a summary, an overview, is that we're going to see here that because, as we've been learning, that the nefesh is mimal, and we're down here in the guf of tachtoinim, the nefesh comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're down here in this olam haguf, the physical world, so the nefesh is never satiated properly unless it has Torah mitzvahs. Now, even with the Torah mitzvahs, a person still has to realize that it's not a matter of satisfaction. I learned some Torah, I did some mitzvahs, and then therefore I'm satisfied, I'm satiated. The neshama, the guf, the neshama is always yearning for more. With that mindset, let's begin over here, page Nunvav and Perek Gimel Tiferes Yisrael. Ha'odom im ma'ilas nashe lekis asher kivar marnu, a person that has imbued in him the nefesh lekis, as we discussed, ki yesh lo nefesh lekis beprat, shelo nimsa b'chol nafsho yis ha-tachtoinim, which is not found in all the other nefashos of tachtoinim. Now the next part of this paragraph is going to have some difficult words. We're going to focus on the context, on the content of the main goal of what he's saying here. At least it's difficult for me. And he says like this, Al yikabel o yinoa ba'atzmo yloimar, ki yesh loy ma'alosay achroyne bepoyol, v'yachshe b'nashe sholoym yeli, af man yoyshe batal mibli omel klal. He says, a person should not think, I'll be successful if I just yoyshe batal mibli omel klal, without even the hard work. In other words, person might mistakenly think, it's the Yetzer Hara trying to convince him, talk to him, that he has such a kodesh in the neshama. That alone will protect him. That alone will guide him. But I don't have to be toiling so hard. I don't have to work so hard. That's a mistake. A person might think, the Yetzer Hara will tell a person, you don't have to accomplish. This is a foreign and incorrect mindset. It's a mistake in his mindset. Ki ein ma'ilus nafshei achrayna b'poyel v'humiyuchud miyuchud mibein kol hanimtzoyim el yonim tachtoinim she'ein ma'alos achrayna b'poyel. He keeps saying this word b'poyel. We see over here there's two themes he focuses on here in this parak. One's koyach and one's poyel. Koyach is this we'll call the strength, the potential person everybody has. Poyel is the action, right? Poyel is like we say. Right, the word poil, to bring it to fruition. So it's not enough, as we all know in life, to just have the potential, which we all have inside of us. But we have to actually bring it to fruition. In the weekly that the captain put out, we sent on the Shabbos, before Shabbos. So this is exactly what he brought from this week's parasha, where Moshe Rabbeinu, on one hand, you see, I'm just quoting Rav Moshe Feinstein says itself. Moshe Rabbeinu, on one hand, was rewarded, or it was a proper approach with his humility, that he didn't want to go down to Mitzrayim. On the other hand, he was punished in the fact that he misused, if you will, on his madrega, his humility. Because eventually Hashem said, enough is enough. You got to go down. So Rabbi Kaplan was bringing out that many times the Yetzer Hara will try to prevent a person from using his koiches. Sometimes a person has a koich to be a Rebbe, but he doesn't do it. Sometimes a person has a koich to be a malamed, a speaker, a lecturer, give shiur, but he doesn't do it. He's afraid, he's embarrassed. All of this is the Yetzer Hara. Whatever the person has the koich to do, each person knows his koiches. We speak to his Rebbe also, but he has to bring it lepoyel. He has to bring it into this world. That's exactly what we're discussing over here. He says further, V'chiyale al das ha'odom sh'yeh nimtzol ha'odom ma'alosei ha'achroinim v'poyol ki zeu madregas al yoinim sh'heim v'poyol avol ha'tachtoinim sh'heim bali chaymer ein v'poyol v'dobr zeh yachriach ki ein lo'odom ma'alosei ha'achroinim ad sh'nachshev madregosei bein al yoinim yeloi ma'halchim bein ha'omdim ha'ele. Person has to realize his purpose is to connect and use this madrega el yoino to the highest level. And he says from a pasuk in Zechariah number 8 in the bottom, he says v'nesati l'chama halchem bein ha'oimdim ha'eila on page Nun Zayin that Perush Rashi, what is Rashi? Srofu malach ha'ashoreis, that this is a term that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting as mahalchim bein ha'oimdim, an angel, a malach. It's called an oimed. So this is the point here. We are mahalchim, which means what? We're moving, we're going. Bein ha'oim, the malach is called that he has one leg. Regli yushara. When we put daven shemana esrei, there's a whole piece in the maral, which is not for now, but that we put our feet together, we know because we're now like malachim. Now we're standing with our feet together, stationary. A malach, why is his foot stationary? Emma says, this is really a little what the maral says, so I'll share with you. Because the Malach is who he is, and he is no more. Meaning what? His greatness of what he is, that's the Malach, but he can't do anymore. We are Mahalchim Bein Ha'indim, amongst those who are stationary. Meaning we have to realize we're always going forward. There's always this Koyach inside of us, there's always this potential inside of us to accomplish. Reaction, Nibra B'Koyach Vein B'Poyel. She'ein loy ma'losay achrein b'payal v'nimso l'cho ha'hefresh she'yesh bein ha'odom ha'bein kol nimsoim ha'tachtoinim ha'lyoinim. There's a difference between the Adam and everything, all the creation that's created down here and ha'lyoinim and up there. Ki ha'lyoinim she'lemusim b'payal v'einam srichim l'hoitzi she'lemusim l'payal. So those ma'lochim up there, they are bepoil, meaning what? Meaning that the malach doesn't need to bring his koyach, his potential, his strength out to fruition. It's there. Down here in this world, the tachtoinim, you have to bring your koyach el hapoil. You have to bring your strength. Right? A person has strength, doesn't do anything with his strength, he's not accomplishing, he's not using that poil, he's not bringing it to fruition. V'hatachtoinim zula sa'odim, ein lahim gam ken yitzi el hapoil. Ki ma shenivru alav ein hashtanus v'yetzir lipoil b'hem acha odam hu mikoyach v'yoytzir lipoil. So you also have down here, you have the other animals and other creations that Hashem created, and Hashem created them to be what they are, and that's it. There's no beyond. And Adam has the ability to be greater than a malach. Greater than the malach. That's it's beyond comprehension. We'll take a question in a second. Let me just, I think we might have discussed this in the past, but let me just bring it out again now because it applies here. Rav Chaim Elazar, Nefesh HaChaim, he says, it's only after we say Kadosh, 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 it's only after that point, then the malach and the Shemayim, then they can say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And he brings over, you see, there's a bechina of the greatness of Adam even greater than Malachim. Because they only have reshus to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh only after us. We're now going to discuss, in this next paragraph on page 9 Zion of the Rabbi Harman's edition, very famous Yesoi throughout Sifrei Maral. And that is the name of something represents the essence of what that person or thing is we're referring to. There's a Gemara of the Zara, I think maybe Daf Yutes, that talks about Elazar ben Dardaya. Okay, this person, Elazar ben Dardaya, wasn't of the best people at first, and in regards to the moral
aspect.
Thank you, but eventually he did such a tshuva that at the end he was koina olomoy b'sha achas. He was koina olam haba and he was nikra Rebbe. So I just want to mention that because the Maral says his name is Elazar ben Dardaya. He says Elazar is Kel Ezer. Hashem, Kel, Take the name Elazar, divide it, mm-hmm. Kel, Aleph, Lamed, Ayin, Zayin, Resh. Two words there. Hashem was his help, assistance. Ben, son of Dordaya. Dordaya, as explains, are the shmarim, the sediments of the wine, which means that sometimes a person has to fall to the lowest of the low, hit rock bottom. After a person sees a point of no return, that's when a person picks himself up and says, okay, I got to improve. I have to improve. And that was the point. That's exactly what happened with this person. We're not going into that sugya now, but maybe another time we'll get into it. I just want to give an example of the shmoy, the name, represents the individual, the person, the animal. Now we're going to discuss, what is Adam? Why is a person called an Adam? Now listen to this. So what do we say until now? We said that there's something called koyach and payel, which are words, means there's this potential to bring el ha-payel to action. And that you see, he says here, in Adam. Zeshu nikru Adam. That's why a person is called an Adam. Alif dalet men. Al shuhu offer min ha-adama. He's offer, he's a dirt from the ground. Now you can ask the question, says the Maral. Everything else that's here in the world is not from the Adama. Everything's from the ground also. Sheyikra Adam be Yichud v'Shem. Turn your page and Unches v'Shem Adam. Hashem shenivra min Adama. So why is Adam miyuchud that is called Adam and not other things as well? They also come from the ground. Avol inya Adam yisiaches b'yoyse la Adama. But there's a unique relationship between Adam and Adama. What is this? What's this relationship? This uniqueness. Zeki Adama hi miyuchedes b'zeh shi b'koyach.
And
what he says is as follows. The Adama is miyuchud, is specific in that it brings forth the grass, the produce, the apples that grow from the tree that comes from the ground, and all the vegetation, the carrots and cabbage and everything. That's what the Adama is. It brings forth. It takes that koyach lepoyel, the potential. You take the seed, you put it in the ground, and it comes out to a whole edible something. V'ze'in in ha'odam. This is very yisoyzik now, very important. V'ze'in in ha'odam yishu b'koyach. V'yoytzis shleimus elepoyel. And that's what an odam is. A person has to know he's not here as a finished product. He's here always to strive for more greatness. Let's read the words again. V'ze'in in ha'odam yishu b'koyach. And to bring his completeness, his perfection, out into the world. One of the reasons, not a psychologist, but one of the reasons why people feel down about themselves emotionally, is they feel, what am I accomplishing? What am I doing? I'm not successful. And I don't mean in the business world. I'm saying in life, I'm not being successful. What am I accomplishing? When the person realizes, when he's telling us now, is that for a yid to feel accomplishment, it has to be, and it only will be, through Torah mitzvahs. That's what it is. If it's not through Torah mitzvahs, that's why he's feeling he's lacking. Because there's always, as Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal would say, he has a homing device. There's a homing device that pulls him back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he doesn't answer the call like you were just talking about, he doesn't answer that call, and he ignores it, he still feels lacking. That's what he's discussing. That's the main theme of this paragraph. So the same way you take an apple seed and you put it in the ground, and sometime later come back with a whole apple tree. I remember I went to Lindvilla Orchards, not too far from here. And usually in my house, the fruit grows in the refrigerator, right? Isn't that where fruit grows from? Right? The fruits, the vegetables grow in the refrigerator. But the Maisa, you go to the orchards and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world. And I remember there was a peach tree, and they let you take a little here, a little there. I took a peach off the tree. I made a bracha. I made an eitz. And you see the trees right there. and it was delicious. The juice is coming out of it. It was unbelievably sweet. It's a whole different world. There was a seed that produced this peach tree. That's why it's Adam Eshayach El Ha'adama. Because we have to realize there is so much inside of us that can produce greatness. Let's go a little further and take questions. Ulekach Shleimus Ha'adam Nikra Gamkein B'Shem Pri. That's why the Shleimus, when the person is complete, it's referred to as a pri, as a fruit. Why? As it says in Yeshaya, Imut Sadek Itoiv Ki Pri Malayim Yechelu. Pri Malayim, the pri, the fruit of their actions, Yechelu, they will eat. Hare Shazuchus Vashleimus Yikra Pri. The perfection is called pri, as we also say in Gemara Kedushin. Daf Mem Vaperek Egla Rufa Vahiridu Esa Egla Al Nachal Eisan. So bring the Egla to a Nachal Eisan, to a barren land. Amr b'Yochanan ben Shaul, b'nei ma amr toiro hava eglo b'nachal. Why is the toiro Hakadosh say bring the eglo to the nachal? Amr Hakadosh Baruch Hu yovei davar shloi osa perus v'yarif makom m'she'enu yoisa perus. Bring something. This eglo was a year old, right? Bring it to a place that never brought out perus. V'yarif makom m'she'enu yoisa perus. B'shvil mi shaloi henichu oisa lasas peiros, and they're breaking the neck of the egla roof, or the right in the place because the person died, to show, as we discussed the previous shurim, that this person died and now he can't do any more. He can't be oisa peiros. Peiros is an expression of what I can accomplish. If the person is not alive anymore, he can't accomplish. So we take an egel to a barren land, where everything has one tzadar shav common denominator, nothing can produce. My perus, ilema piravi rivio, azokin vasris achinami doloy arfinon, ela mitzvus. It's referring to what does perus mean? Perus means mitzvus. He can't produce any more mitzvus. Explains the Maral on page 9 test. Harei bishvil shloy hoitzi shleimus shloy el hapoyel. Who kimoy adama shloy asasa peirus? This that a person didn't bring his koyach el apoyel, his potential, out to this world, into the poyel, into the action, is just like a ground shloy asasa peirus that didn't produce. Uloy hoytzi adaber el apoyel v'nisha bekoyach. It remained with the potential. Lefichach shmoy nikra b'shem adama no loy v'no l'shmoy. That's why adama is also appropriate. For what? For the ground, because the ground is supposed to be producing, just like the Adam is supposed to produce. Just because in light of the question I was just asked, when I paused the recorder, I want to put this on the recorder here, that the same way the Adama is there to produce, and when you see a land that's barren, I don't mean like a desert, I'm saying you see a land that's barren, It's not doing what it's here for. So too, the message of the Adam Mei Adama, why is it called Adam? So you ask somebody, why is it called Adam? It's called Adam because Mei Adama, which is true. But the Maral is taking this a step further now. The Maral is saying, the same way the Adama is there to take the Koyach El Apoyel, and you just quoted over, you said over from the beautiful piece from the Balatanya, that before it comes out, it totally decomposes. And that's a chelik of Yesh Mi'ayin, which is not for now. But and then it produces this whole tree. But once again, the point is the production, is the produce. That's the Adam Adama. That's the similarity why Adam is called Adama. It's Adam is from like the Adama. Because the same way the Adama produces, a man has to always be producing. Producing means what? Torah mitzvahs. Just remind ourselves, what did we discuss in the first paragraph? In the first paragraph, I believe it was, that production is not defined by Yid, his profession. Whether a person is a doctor, a lawyer, a businessman, an accountant, a teacher, it's irrelevant how he pays his bills or how he tries to pay his bills. That's not the point. That's not how a person is defined as the Adam HaShalim. A person is only defined as a complete person through his Torah mitzvahs. When I say a person, I mean a Yid. On that note, Behema. We come now to Behema. What's behema? Va behema nikri is b'shem behema. Hashem bo ma. Okay, beautiful, right? What is an animal? So have you ever seen a cow? You drive to Lancaster. An hour away, as you're driving down there, you see the fields and all the corn stalks, and then you see the animal grazing, the cow just munching away on the grass. You know what else there is to that animal? Absolutely nothing. And don't tell me like a nice steak. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're thinking, right? Okay. The animal is the animal. But what you see is ma, is what you get. As simple as that. Now, when you see a person, you're wearing a short sleeve shirt, you're wearing a jacket with a tie, you have a scarf. That's not what you are. These are levushim. These are all levushim. These are all garments. What you are is your neshama. And this we can't see. That we can't see each other's neshama. This, why? Because it's inside, just similar to what? To the seed, which is inside what? It's inside the pit. You take a peach right now, you eat the peach, you still won't see the seed inside. Because it's protected. And Rav Avigdor Milzatzal says, because like, Baruch Hu protects it so much, you could try to smash the thing open. It's almost impossible to smash it open. But you know what you do? You put it into the ground, and it's going to decompose. Open the ground itself will open it up at its right time. Hmm. I once told this to somebody, and his at this point, and when his personal life, his goal was to prove me wrong. So someone told me afterwards, he tried everything in the world to get it open. Eventually, after smashing it 5 million times, he cracked it a little here, a little there. Well, what happened? You know, like, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects that seed with all that information, like a CPU, like a computer system, to produce more trees. And that's inside of you, with your shirt and your jacket and your tzitzis and this and that, is now your skin. Behind your skin, that's not who you are. That's not what this is. It's your neshama that's inside. That's the koyach el apayel. That's the goal, that's the focus.
So like if your body, you...
So we're discussing here how this incubation time period where the neshama is slowly growing, just like that seed is growing underneath, and all of a sudden, boom! Before you know it, it produces tremendous amount. And once again, we turn no farther than this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu is carrying a sheep. Taking it, it ran away from it, right? He went to go rescue the lost sheep. He sees this burning bush. Turns around, what's going on over here? And lo and behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him. So years ago, I was like wondering to myself, like, so what's going on over here? Just out of the blue, boom, this happens. That like, he's 80 years old, and now also Hashem appears to him. Where's all this hachana? Where's the preparation? You know where it is? It's the past 80 years. That's where it was. In fact, there's a medrash that the Meshech Chachma explains that says, different medrashim, that for 40 years, he was a king in a different town, a different place, different community. And that was all a preparation for him to be the Roy Yisrael, to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't just like out of nowhere, he turned 80 and all of a sudden Hashem starts speaking to him. There was all this preparation, all this hachana. Okay, so he says further that the behemoth ba ma on the top of Nuntes, nimso ba, right? So he says, Ratzulam ki shleimus dover shenivro e olov, nimso ba, by the behemoth, whatever he is complete. Afal gavishain or shleimus gomer. Even though it's not a complete shleimus, mikomokun. Dover ze nimso ima. Ze ba ma. Ki dover ma nimso ima. Vahare shakol echod yoyre al shemay olov. And he says, each thing, whatever the name is, the etzem name represents what it is. Omna. Al tite b'dvar meido. Don't make a mistake. Moral says, let's slow down here. Lushlol hashleimus memi she'iyesh eloi she'yoytze shleimus el apoyel. To think by one that can't bring the shleimus, the complete perfection, into action. Similar to what Avil and you, where Baruch, were talking about, where a person, what happens if he leaves this world before koydim shohaytzi shleimus shaloi el apoyel? Einon ushaydolim ha'oylom haba mimenu klal. Im yesh boi ha'chona el ha'shleimus umeis, if a person has a preparation and he dies, shohaynus haya shlohaytzi shleimus shaloi el apoyel. So he died, he was an oynus, he calls the person oynus. Now he's going to take a gemara here, and this following gemara, I have a machlokes with a good friend of mine, I don't know, maybe 15 years, and I don't understand this gemara. I have the chassam sofer on my side, okay? So I think it's pretty good, right?
What does he have?
Okay, he says he has, the way he learns something, okay. But let's see what the gemara says. Look at the words, by the way. Every word of the Gemara is bediuk, exactly why that word is there. The Gemara says like this: Brachas Davvav, Amar Aluf, Chishev Lasoyis Mitzvah Venenos. If a person thinks to do a mitzvah, Venenos, and he's not able to, what does Gemara say? Yishlo Yalo Alze Schar Kilo Osa Mitzvah. He gets a schar as if he did the mitzvah. So, parenthetically, I'll tell you what I wanted to say. And what I wanted to say is that if a person wants, let's say, a person wants to help someone change a flat tire. And as he's about to leave, he realizes his battery's dead. His own car, his battery's dead. I'm trying to help you change a flat tire, and then all of a sudden, I can't get there. Can't get there. Now, it's a very important yisoid over here. The Gemara says, "Chishev lasoy smitzvah nenos yesh lo yazeh schar kilo wasa mitzvah." So I wanted to suggest that the Gemara says it's as if he did the mitzvah, meaning that in Shemayim he gets in his bank account of mitzvahs he changed the flat tire.
That's only if it's beyond his control.
Nenos. That's nenos. Now, the Chassam Sofer in two places. One is Chulin Daf Pei Zayin. That's exactly what he says. He talks about a case where Kisi Adam. I want to do Kisi. Kisi Adam is a shecht, a bird, a chaya, to cover the blood. There's a medrash that says after Cain killed Hevel, that Adam didn't know what to do now. And he learned from the birds and the chayest how to bury. Sounds like elementary to us, right? Okay, because we know after the fact. So that's one shot as to why it's a chayk, but that's one shot as to why we cover the blood. So there's the Gemara over there says, let's say Reuven is about to do mitzvah kisi adam, and that must be that's the case we're discussing there. Shimon comes along quickly, takes some earth and dirt, and throws it on, does the mitzvah first. So now he owes him a sar zuvim. Where it says he owes him 10 zuvim, gold coins, whatever it is. Because he stole his mitzvah. Says the Chassam Sofer on that Gemara. That the Reuven over here, who he wanted to do the mitzvah. How do you know that Shimon's coming from left field, all of a sudden throws and does the mitzvah for him, chaps his mitzvah. The Chassam Sofer says he gets that mitzvah. Also in Joshua's, I saw once, it was pure siyat d'shemayim. It was once my tzoy Shabbos, I davened in the shul. Young Israel over here, and I was waiting for 72 minutes so I could drive home, and I pulled out a sefer from the shelf, quoted this Chassam Sofer in Drashas, that he says the same exact yisoid, Chishev lasoy smitzvah venenos yesh lo yalzeh schar kilo asa mitzvah. It's as if you did the mitzvah. Now I wanna just tell you, you could have said the same Gemara where a person could have said, Ratzo laso yis mitzvah, venenos. Person wanted to do a mitzvah, venenos. He wasn't able to. I think we'll all agree, we come up with the same meaning. Ratzo laso yis mitzvah, venenos, right? If a person wanted to do a mitzvah, and he wasn't able to, so then we say, also he gets a schar. Ratzo, he wanted to, right? Here, the Maral explains, it's actually really more in the bottom. He explains that Chishiv Lasa is mitzvah because now he's in the oilum of Machshava. He's in a different world. So therefore, look what he says now. He says, "V'zeh mitzara ki haschar lo'osir hu l'neshama." The schar, the reward in the future, is what? It's for the person's neshama. V'kasher hu anus, when the person is honest, is beyond his control, lo yihoyo ikuv zeh mitzara neshama rak laguf. This is only an ikuv mitzara neshama. It is not an ikuv mitzara neshama, rak laguf. The body, the physical body, didn't do the kisi adam in this example. Didn't do the mitzvah. But the neshama gets the schar still. You see that? The neshama still gets the schar. Now, we're not here for the schar, but the ma'isa, he didn't lose out on anything. Now, I want to just, before you see, you know what, let's read the end of the paragraph, and then we'll come back to share a very important point. So he says like this, L'kach noisim l'neshama schar kilu osa mitzvah. That's why, on the top of the page, that's why the neshama is given the schar, as if he did the mitzvah. Rakim also b'meizid b'daito v'sichloi v'zohi mitzad neshama. Only if a person didn't do, you know, the mitzvah b'meizid. Rak hakavono b'mi, in the term page Samech Aleph now, she'eshuloi yitzias shlemus el apoyel, v'loi hoitzi shlemus shloi el apoyel. A person had the potential to do something, do a mitzvah, he wasn't able to, because it was nenos, beyond his control. His battery died, he couldn't change the flat tire. V'davar explain this more in Perikei, as Hashem, he says. What I want to share with you is that we're discussing here koyach el apoyel. Koyach is the potential to take your strength and bring it el apoyel. Just like you see when a person plants, when he plants something, is a perfect example of everything is totally kalkul b'yad Hashem. I think in the other shiur I've mentioned, but we have some Baruch Hashem guests, hopefully should be regulars. Okay, I know you don't live here now, but still, we have recordings, all the shiur we send out.
Zoom.
Yeah, that also. So, I mentioned the times that I tried planting arabas. You know, so, when I was a teenager, what I did was buy my parents' house. I got some arabas, I got something together, put in the ground. Right now, it's like 20 feet tall. I moved here, I figured I had my own house, and I was so excited, came from an apartment in Brooklyn, I'm going to plant arabas. And year after year after year, it's like a joke, like all my children, they're all laughing, and I'm like, ah, but just give up, it's not going to work. And after Sukkot, I take the arabas, and I put it in the vase, and I get the roots going, and it just never took off. My old house, okay? I moved here, and someone gave me a fourth year already with like the roots. I mean, he puts it in there. Baruch Hashem, the past few years, we have a rabbis. Right now, in my study, I'll show you Blina after this year, there's a vase with more solid, good, strong branches, and the roots are growing. And when the weather warms up, and the planting of Hashem in the ground, and getting more arabas. One can ask, what do you need so many arabas for? Okay? Because it's not just for me, it's for you as well. Because arabas are the first of the dalaminim to go bad. And Chaz Hashem, a person makes a bracha with possible arabas, it's a bracha of atala. If one is not good, they're all no good. So here, you could help people, save them from bracha of atala. Just by giving, planting, everybody should plant in the backyards. You plant, you have arabas, everybody should have. But you never know what's going to come from what you plant. The message we have to see over here is we have the koyach. Our job is to try as much as possible. What comes out, the pu'ula, the lemaisa, the action itself, that's irrelevant, I'll say. And that's what this gemara over here is mechazek us as well. Chishev la'asois mitzvah nenos. You wanted to do a mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara specifically says the lashon of chishev in your mind, your mechashev, you want to do a mitzvah, venenos, and you weren't able to. Hashem says your guf couldn't do the mitzvah, so the guf loses out, but the neshama gets the schar of the mitzvah anyway. It's a tremendous chizuk, tremendous. It directs us in life what we should be focusing on. Let's just see a couple more paragraphs, and then I think we'll stop here. Okay, we'll see. Bizbailucha ki mailos to Adam Ishu be koyach. Chmoishi is bar achaze. The mailos to Adam is be koyach, his potential, that he has a strength. Lefichoch lo ye o yino be naushoi loima she yishay vboto ve yatsliach vatslacha nitzchis. You know, can't twiddle your thumbs, sit with your hands crossed and do nothing. Rak hatzlachosu be kiyum ha teiro ve ha mitzvus. A person's success is through teiro mitzvus. And when the person doesn't, when a person doesn't, person doesn't focus on Torah mitzvahs, by definition, you know what else happens? He's always looking for more. Person feels empty. Sometimes it'll be the kitchen to fill that void. Sometimes it'll be the new phone, a new watch, a new car, a new something, because it has to be something new to fill the void. By the way, it's much cheaper, as we've said numerous times, to learn a Blat Gemara, learn a Rashi and Chumash, and understand what is Rashi saying in Chumash. Learn the Ramban, and then after that you feel a shlemus. After this year, I feel like, wow, that was great. That's how I feel. I hope you feel also like this. Lahayrois, next paragraph. So here now he's beginning a new topic, which is to focus on, it's the same theme, to focus on what are we here for exactly, right? What are we here for exactly? The Lord is ki adam chaser, and to show that a person is lacking, is missing. The same way you put a seed in the ground, it needs the water. A ravis needs a lot of water. Sarich elav hashlama. Therefore, if your person is lacking, then you have to fill in the void. So Gemara says in Perek Chelik, Adam l'omol yulad. So he's Gemara in Sadi Tesamut Beis, and I'm emphasizing Sadi Tesamut Beis because later on he's going to bring a different Gemara, and that Gemara is also Sadi Tesamut Beis, but a different Masechta. That's a Menachos. It's not just by chance the similar topic have the same daf. Okay. So if you focus on this, you'll see this happens a lot in Shas. Ulohay Rizki Adam Chasid Sarich Ilav Ashlama, Lekach Amr Perik Chelek, Adam L'Omal Yulad. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what was man created for? Man was created to toil, to work. Amr Balazar Ein Yedeya Im La'Omal Peh, Im La'Omal Malach. So then the Gemara goes through a whole back and forth. What type of work? Is it type with his mouth? Is it type with his hands? Kishu aimer nafash nevesh amal amaloloi ki akaf alav pihu. That is, that his mouth is like forced. Akaf is like a big koyfeif to force the person. It's forcing his mouth. Havi aimer amal peh. The Gemara comes out. Okay, so now I know I'm here to use my mouth. But dainin yadayo im lo amal tayro im lo amal sicho. So, what type of work should I do with my mouth? So Gemara says, Lama Torah, work in Torah. Kishu Oimer. As the pasuk says, Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha Vegisa Boyom V'Laylo. Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha. This Sefer should never leave Mipicha, your mouth. So that's the Gemara concludes. We see the Amol you're supposed to be doing, Kiyaka Falapiyo, is what is with your mouth. What kind of Amol is with your mouth? That's with Torah. Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha. Learn Torah, toil, be involved in Torah. A person was not created, just like we said, a person that was not created with the bris. That was last week's discussion. And the Chinuch says, because a person is there to show, he needs to work on himself. This is man was created to work. He's here to work. Let's understand. This is what will bring a person satisfaction. This is what will bring a person completeness. Lefichach amar adam le'omol yulad va'omol hu hayetzia el apoyel. He says in the bottom, and we'll end with this paragraph for tonight. Shekasher ha'adam, it's three lines from the bottom, number 39. Shekasher ha'adam omel ba'atzmai, v'chol bal omel mayrish einoi b'shlemus b'poyol, shu omel l'tzeis lif'ol ha'shlemus. He says, Shemati michocha mechad, ki yegiyo, hi l'miloshen, this is what I want to show you, lehagiyah, sheshoyif lehagiyah l'mokam shemi eivir la'atzmai. The word yegiyo, to toil, as we translate, which also, by the way, connects a lot to the Adama. Okay? It means to work. The word yegiya is lehagiya, is to come to something. When you want to come to something, if I could ask you, can you pass me the seltzer? I can't reach it. It's beyond me. No, I don't want, really want it. Thank you. Okay? It's lehagiya. You desire to get to a place and a point which is beyond where you are now. That's what yegiya is. When the person is working, what does the Mishnah say? What does the chumash, what does the pasuk say? You're working on, and to accomplish and achieve something which is beyond you. The tamid back on top, who bekoyach oy lotzeis lapoil. The person has to know he always has the potential for more growth. He always has the potential for more growth. No matter what, no matter, and I'll say, no matter what aveira, doesn't make a difference. Because Hashem says, do tshuva. I want you back. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. And a person might be thinking, oh, if he only he knew the aveira. No, it doesn't make a difference. Does not make a difference what the aveira might have been. Ki zeh adam hu bekoyach v'yoytze l'poyel v'kamashu hu yoytze l'poyel nisha bekoyach lotzis oyde l'poyel tamid. And the person has to always be aware that he has this koyach, this power, this strength to bring it el apoyel. We're not finished with this piece. Mr. Shimon picked us up next week. Let's say Shabbos. Habolim l'toyvah.